the latest with Johnny Rivers and the Curious Minds. Is the name of the song, written for him by Curtis Mayfield on WNIC at 11:52. Dick Shaffron with the Detroit area weather. Tonight, cloudy and becoming windy with rain likely changing to snow showers with a low in the upper teens. Sunday and Sunday night, mostly cloudy, windy, and colder with scattered showers. High Sunday in the mid-20s and low Sunday night, 5 to 10 above zero. From WNIC, the Detroit metro temperature is 38 degrees. I'm 52 in just under 5 minutes. The special Christmas surprise.
Rockin' Easy, FM 100.
This is FM 100 WNIC Dearborn, Detroit. It's 11:57 and time for our Christmas present to you.
Hi, this is Alan Allman, and I just dropped by to wish you a Merry, Merry Christmas and to tell you a little story about something that happened to me many, many years ago. 'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of a new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below, when what to my wondering eye should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, he whistled and shouted and called them by name. On Dasher, on Dancer, on Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. From the top of the porch to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. Like dry leaves as before the wild hurricane fly, when meet with an obstacle mount to the sky, so up to the housetops his coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk and laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his keem gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
Desk of United Press International, I'm Jim Lonsberry. Prime Minister Begin of Israel is due to arrive in Ismailia, Egypt in about 3 hours for the second round of peace talks with President Sadat. Correspondent Savannah Four reports on the midnight Christmas Mass in Vatican City.
Christmas is the arrival of the Word of God made man in our midst, the 80-year-old Pope pronounces, his voice betraying his frailty. Christmas is this marvel. Christmas is this wonder. Christmas is this joy. May this night celebration, he says, of the birth of Christ be indeed for all of us a source of unquenchable happiness. Autumn Lower in Vatican City.
You're listening to UPI World News. South Korean government has released 11 political prisoners as part of a Christmas amnesty. Among those freed, a Roman Catholic priest who had demanded the resignation of President Park Chung-hee. Newsman John Bass with a Christmas story from Chicago.
Mrs. A.M. Good was unhappy with the story she saw last week on the front page of the Chicago Sun-Times. A UPI dispatch from Belfast, Northern Ireland, said the children there thought Santa Claus had been killed, bombed, or arrested by soldiers. She sent off a stuffed toy and $100 to UPI's bureau chief in Belfast. She asked that the reporter help prove the spirit of Santa Claus was still alive. On Christmas Eve, she found out that her gifts reached several families, and her wish was fulfilled.
I could have made a big Christmas for one of my own with it, you know. But instead, there are like three families who are really going to have Christmas when perhaps they would have had nothing.
The suburban housewife and mother of three boys says this by far is the best Christmas she has ever had. John Bass, Chicago.
The Egyptian-Israeli summit meeting is about to begin in Ismailia, President Sadat's favorite retreat along the Suez Canal. The Arab world is still split over Sadat's peace moves. A prominent Palestinian leader, second in command of the Fatah Commando Group, vowed Saturday that the PLO will destroy by any available means any solution which may be concluded without the PLO's approval. Correspondent Jay Dyer reports on what Sadat told Palestinians Saturday on the Israeli-occupied West Bank of the Jordan.
President Sadat has stressed again that he wants complete Israeli withdrawal from all occupied territory, including the West Bank of the Jordan. Speaking on the eve of his Christmas summit with Prime Minister Begin, Sadat told a group of independent Palestinians from the West Bank that, Allah willing, a just peace will be realized and the long night is about to end. The Palestinians came to Egypt to support the Sadat initiative, and their presence here is another blow for the PLO, who claim to be the sole representatives of the Palestinians and are among Sadat's strongest opponents. In final preparation for the summit, Sadat also met with his top ministers to put the last touches to the plans he will put before Prime Minister Begin on Christmas Day. Jay Dyer, Cairo.
An announcement from the White House on President Carter's planned overseas trip beginning next Thursday. The story from Roger Gittins in Plains, Georgia.
The White House confirms the president will meet with Jordan's King Hussein during his stop in Iran December 31st. Assistant News Secretary Claudia Townsend says the meeting was arranged over the last week in a series of contacts between the two men. She told reporters it was Mr. Carter's idea to get together with a Jordanian monarch. Townsend adds it's reasonable to assume the meeting is part of what administration officials have described as an effort to involve moderate Arab leaders in the peacemaking process now dominated by Egypt and Israel. The Hussein meeting raises the possibility of other sessions, including one with Syrian President Assad. Roger Gittins, Plains, Georgia.
A big fire burning in Lowell, Massachusetts at this hour. It has gutted an old mill complex. 40 pieces of firefighting equipment have been called in from several communities. Close to 200 families from nearby neighborhoods have been evacuated because of that fire in Lowell, Massachusetts. Traveler's advisory is out for parts of the Dakotas and Iowa because of heavy snow. Travel could also be hazardous in parts of Wisconsin. From the World Desk of United Press International, I'm Jim Lonsberry.
And now, the answers to all your sports questions brought to you by Turner Ford's Used Car Lot on Maple Road, just east of Coolidge in Troy. Here's the old professional himself, Coach Turner.
Hello there, sports fans.
Our first letter comes from a young listener in Dearborn who writes, Coach Turner, what's the definition of a good sport?
Someone who takes out the captain of the girls' wrestling team.
We'll get back to Coach Turner in just a moment. But first, if you're in the market for a used car, stop by the big Turner Ford used car lot on Maple Road just east of Coolidge and Troy. Turner Ford used cars are in top condition and come with the Turner Ford used car guarantee. So if you're looking for a second or third car, stop out and see the friendly folks at the Turner Ford used car lot on Maple Road just east of Coolidge and Troy. And remember what Coach Turner always says.
Which way is it to the girls' gym?
Ooh. And for a fine selection in used cars, it's the Turner Ford used car lot on Maple just east of Coolidge in Troy.
Good morning, it's 12:05, and I'm Mark Ryan. And before I do anything else this morning, I'd like to say to all of you out there, Merry Christmas.
For so long. resting, for your love will turn the key. Darling mine,
could I stay here without you?
Easy, WNIC FM 100. Merry Christmas to you on this Sunday morning with Gordon Lightfoot.